We got Ross Tucker coming up in just about 15 minutes here, but this is Danny's last segment with us, so I'm just going to talk about a lot of things that have nothing to do with Danny, like start your game day with Earl the Pearl from 7 to 9, then catch the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with JP and Spencer German, starting at 9 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. Daryl Ryder joins us for the latest from the stadium. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Big happenings in the NBA there, Danny. In the break, Shams bomb, now of ESPN, saying Shams tweeting out, the NBA is likely to commence an investigation into the Sixers surrounding the player participation of All-NBA center Joel Embiid, sources told ESPN. And so we got that story already.
I mean, who could have seen this coming? Who could have guessed that Joel Embiid was not going to play in nationally televised games? Not me. I, on a real note, though, I am surprised. I don't understand why he's not ready for the season. Because you look at his summer, he played on Team USA. He was available. He was a big reason why they won the gold medal in that semifinal game against Serbia. He was awesome. Like, he outplayed Nikola Jokic. He's a big reason why the United States won a gold medal. What happened between then and now that he's not healthy enough to play an opening night? Because you can't tell me.
I think it happened to be October.
Yeah, but this shouldn't be part of the plan. Like, opening night is not part of the plan. Listen, I don't anticipate Joel Embiid playing back-to-backs ever again in his career. I don't anticipate him playing enough games to be eligible to be All-NBA or win another MVP. Like, I think those days for him are behind him, and especially with where
Philadelphia
Philadelphia is at as a franchise. Like, for them, you know, we talked about Cavs expectations. For Philly, I think it is championship or bust. And we're saying that about a team that with Embiid has not yet been out of the second round. But they are a championship or bust type of organization right now with how deep they are into this. But you can't tell me that on opening night he's not ready to go. That doesn't make sense to me. And now Paul George, I get, like, he actually got hurt. But we've not seen Joel Embiid on a floor this year. He didn't play in the preseason. He's not playing tonight. What's actually going on there?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I'm also at a point where the NBA calling attention to the fact that players aren't playing, I get the optics of you're at least looking like you're trying to do something. I don't know how much you can really do.
Fine them $50,000. That's a loose change.
Like, it is a real problem. But until NBA players recognize it's a real problem, it's not getting fixed. Now, we're talking about the Cavs and, you know, is it Eastern Conference Finals or bust? I agree with you where I think that should be the bar. I think context matters, how healthy you are. There's a lot of things that could get you off the hook. If you have to make a trade at the deadline, if you turn Darius into Ingram or Darius into Trey Murphy, like, all of a sudden things can change. That being said, I think another way to kind of contextualize the season is what I think is going to be an interesting push and pull, and I think every NBA team has these, so it's not like this is a bad thing, but right now this is clearly Donovan Mitchell's team. And I think at some point the expectation is, if Evan is going to fulfill the prophecy, it's going to have to become Evan's team. At least in, 40% of it. He's going to have to take more ownership of this team.
Sure.
And so we said last year going into it, all right, is this the year? Do you start to see kind of some of that seeding? And we never saw it. And I think some of that is, I don't know that's who JB was as a coach to facilitate that. And Kenny Atkinson strikes me as a really shrewd dude who understands the people side of this as much as anything. And so I think that's what's, I don't know it. I don't even know what will happen in the regular season. But I think this idea of, is it Evan's team? Is it Donovan's team? And that push and pull, that ebb and flow, I think is going to be really fun for now to watch.
I agree with that. And I do think we're going to see a much better version of Evan Mobley very early on. I think that if you watch the preseason games that this team played, Evan didn't necessarily shoot the ball all that well, or even, I mean, in the first game he played, he was terrific at everything. But he played with a much higher sense of urgency on a consistent basis than we've ever seen him play with in a Cavs uniform. He was so much more aggressive, and I'm speaking on the offensive end of the floor. Like, nothing needs to be changed about the way that guy plays defense, and I think everyone can agree with that. Like, he is just a phenomenal defensive player, but offensively is where he needs to take that step. I think we're going to see it. It's not all going to come at once. Like, I don't think he's suddenly going to be a guy that shoots 5 3-pointers a game. He's probably going to shoot 2 or 3. But if he is so much more aggressive with the basketball in his hands and going downhill towards the rim and setting up other guys, I think the Cavs are going to be a really good place. The thing that he has in this preseason, and I hesitate to say this because it's such an absurd type of comparison to make, but right now with what I've seen from Evan Mobley this year, he looks kind of like the guy Giannis was before, like 2 years before Giannis won an MVP. Like, that is what he looks like right now. And if you get
tall,
but that same skill set, yes, tall, skinny, was very skinny.
Although, same guy, basically.
Like, Evan has added weight, but like the way he plays reminds me of that. And Donovan Mitchell, part of the whole Donovan's team versus Evan's team, I think the equation there has changed a little bit too, because Donovan Mitchell, while he's been in Cleveland, I believe has been a better player than the Cavs anticipated getting. Like, he has had the 2 best years of his career, even though he couldn't stay as healthy as he would have liked to last year. He's had the 2 best years of his career in a Cavs uniform. The Cavs traded for a guy that was like a top 20-ish player in basketball. They got a guy that's been a top 10 player in basketball. So that bar for Evan Mobley to be better than Donovan Mitchell elevated so much that now I don't know that that needs to happen. If it does, you are in an incredible spot. But I don't know that it is as necessary because Donovan is better than he was before.
I just say, again, because I think there's pressure everywhere else, I'm just excited to have him back. And I'm in a weird way, I think I'm treating the next month as kind of the preseason. I'm just going to try and enjoy it. I'm going to understand that this is going to be a long road this year, and that, you know, I'm comfortable with, if it looks fun, I'm pretty okay with that to start the season.
And I do think it'll look fun because the Cavs are going to play a different style of offense than they have in the past. And what is fun about sports, Nick? Doesn't matter the sport, scoring points. When you're watching your football team score points, you have fun. When your baseball team's scoring a lot of runs, you have fun. If the Cavs are going to be running up and down the floor and have a dynamic offense, it's going to be fun to watch.
Danny, this has been fun to do with you, buddy. Great stuff again. Tell the people where they can find you, all the good stuff.
Real D Cunningham on Twitter. Everything I do gets put up there at Cleveland Magazine here, Locked On Cavs. Just, I'm doing a little bit of everything.
You've always been a real D to me, and I appreciate it.
I know I have.
Nah, good man, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
See you later, buddy.
Danny Cunningham there. Thank you for stopping by. Danny, when we come back, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us. We'll get into the Kevin Stefanski news of the day. Ken Dorsey is the new play caller. What does Ross make of that? And maybe we'll get into why it didn't work from Ross's vantage point with DeSean in Cleveland. 92.3 The Fan.